With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump will face off against Kamala Harris Tuesday night in Philadelphia and the first meeting between the two presidential candidates.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are meeting for their first presidential debate. This might be the biggest showdown that Philadelphia has had since the Rocky movies. The stakes are high with both candidates in a tight race. What this really means is that Harris wants to show that she can do the job of the presidency and define herself, whereas Trump wants to define her and remind voters of why they put him in the White House in the first place. What are the candidates hoping to accomplish? Harris sees a chance to not only lay out her policies, but a chance to rattle Trump. Trump wants to portray Harris as too liberal to enjoy a broad coalition.
Correspondent Josh Doak, the debate will be heard on Salem Radio Network. Also at srnnews.com, positions of the Gulf Coast are preparing for the arrival of a hurricane by Wednesday.
Tropical storm Francine has strengthened in the Gulf of Mexico, forecast to make landfall Wednesday in southern Louisiana. People are lining up to fill sandbags and get gasoline in parishes along the Louisiana Gulf Coast, where hurricane watches are already posted. Grand Island Police Chief Chris Hernandez on WVUE-TV says people under evacuation order should be packing their things now.
Use your head, you know. Think ahead of time. You don't want to be stranded.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says wind and rain are the biggest concern starting Wednesday morning.
We are expecting Francine to strengthen and be a Category 2 hurricane at landfall. We can see significant impacts in this region.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. A court battle in Colorado over school field trips.
Did you ever take an overnight trip with your school sports team or maybe the marching band? Remember how they would assign you to a hotel room, four boys or four girls? Lots of fun. But suppose you found out that one of the girls was a boy. That's what happened to a couple in Colorado whose 11-year-old daughter was ordered to share a bed with a boy who was living as a girl. Now they're suing Jefferson County Public Schools over its gender identity policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion questions are on the ballot in nine states in November and could help draw more voters to the polls. Experts say it's unclear which party might benefit from that surge. The places with abortion ballot measures include the presidential battleground states of Arizona and Nevada, plus Montana, where the race for the Senate is expected to be close. Abortion isn't the only issue being put to voters. There are more than 140 questions being posed in 41 states. This is SRN News. James Earl Jones, whose acting career spans seven decades and whose bass baritone voice was one of the most recognizable in Hollywood history, has died at the age of 93.
You have failed me for the last time, madam.
James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King, the voice of CNN, and he was a lifelong stutterer. He wrote in his autobiography, Voices and Silences, he did not talk for years because he was too embarrassed to speak. A high school teacher helped him find his voice. Jones said in a 2005 AP interview, being Darth Vader's voice led to a lot more work.
It began my work in commercials. Because they wanted the voice of authority that they saw in Darth Vader.
Jones also had roles in Field of Dreams, Dr. Strangelove, The Hunt for Red October, and as one of the first black actors on daytime TV on As the World Turns in 1965.
And Patriot Games. Correspondent Margie Sarletta. More at srnnews.com.